Please let us have your attention. You are now about to enter another dimension.
Hopefully I don't die.
So open your mind.
And you'll soon be laughing merrily.
Yes, thanks to
the living sound of satire.
Make way for His Royal Majesty, the King!
No, I can't. Anyway, how is your sex life?
A complete and unknown mystery.
He's going down through the bottle, keeping just the right amount of gas.
We're able to tell in an instant where a particular sound comes from.
My butt.
Oh! I'm going to put something very special
up in your motherfucking ass.
And let's see what comes out.
And they're more dangerous when they're let out.
They need X-lax.
I've got to go.
How's that for wind? It roars, sometimes gas at a speed as high as 800 miles an hour to vaporize below.
Now that I've got your attention,
I want you to transcend realities.
They're willing to make sacrifices to achieve it.
They've sacrificed their own children.
America's parents and taxpayers
are the leading killer of children.
My father was an expert.
He was feeling very happy.
Killing children,
which, as everyone knows, can be hard work.
But it is also one of the most rewarding areas
that many parents ask about.
You ask most parents what they really want,
they usually say,
we want to see
children who were snatched and later sacrificed.
But the biggest question of all was,
what rivals the pill for birth control?
Dr. Gary North says,
I never have to worry about getting pregnant.
Are you sure you're not pregnant?
I got pregnant, and I was terrified.
Every chance I get, I try to kill
40 people with perspiration problems.
You need to use the old one. That's what you need, the old one.
Just killed a man.
Well, that happens.
But do you have a condom?
Looks like it's full of tiny holes, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
You throw it out the window.
Now I've gone and thrown it all away.
Hey, get rid of that thing.
She said, fuck it, I can handle it. I can't wait to get rid of you.
Painful, burning, feminine itch.
When I get feminine itching, I want more than fast relief.
I want to become a scorpion.
Can you do this?
Get the surprising answer from an expert.
Here are what some of the experts say.
This is when you should get a colonoscopy.
An attack with this grapefruit cutter would be like getting
the new Honda Civic LX four-door sedan
filled with sea snakes.
Only 43 cents plus
the spinal fluid test.
It's a bad deal.
You're going to have to deal with me.
My name is Donegan Smith. May I show you one of our automobiles?
Oh, yeah. Show me, man.
Ralph showed him some pornographic pictures.
You know, I did see a program that Oprah did a few months ago and showing the picture of Oprah
blowing and banging
Johnny Mathis.
I'm Oprah exclusive.
In regard to sex.
There seems to be some popular idea that the only thing teenagers think about is sex.
Oh, and it's so true, too.
Definitely a teenager needs to have a regular habit of
sex, drugs, and being cremated.
More and more people are doing it. And some start pretty young.
I was 13 when I started.
Sex is very important at this age.
If you ask most parents what they really want for their children,
they're going to say,
and we want these kids
to get loaded, and we want to have a good time.
Fuck your brains out, kids.
No one noticed the man who sat and watched.
Jesus smiled as he watched the man
masturbating.
And God said to him,
what's up? This is God. I will ensure that the fleas of a million camels infest your pubic area. And last but not least, I would like to give a shout out to some of my soldiers.
Wayne Butane,
Cassette Boy,
Crackhead,
and of course,
Johnny Mathis.
All of them weirdly sporting erections.
We're all a bunch of fucking assholes.
And that's what I like.
What do you like?
I like that toilet flushing.
What do you like?
I like the Tampax Pluses.
Especially if they're clean.
And they're used in the schools and also in the police departments.
What do you like?
I'd like to talk about
adventure, romance, satisfaction,
and a spinal fluid test.
How about us doing a real romantic display of monstrously inhuman degenerate behavior?
No, I can't. Anyway, how is your sex life?
Well, look at me. I'm bent over like a jackknife.
Bend over as far as you can. Spread your cheeks. Open yourself up to me.
While you're bending over,
I'm going to go into a mental institution.
At least four beautiful women are swooning at my feet.
But instead, the man died an hour later at the hospital.
I don't think it's so funny, Oscar.
And he began
caressing and ultimately kissing his shoes.
Oscar, what are you doing?
Caring and loving.
Hard-toed shoes.
Oscar, that's sort of a childish prank, isn't it?
Oh, yeah!
But the next moment, a shimmering shape appears in Oscar Goldman's office.
And it was
Johnny Mathis.
Naked and unashamed.
Well, I gotta go now.
I done took up enough time.
That's so stupid!
Oh, my God! Kill me now! I can't listen to that racket!